Hey there, adopting Amazon Bedrock Agent Core in production Bedrock Agent Core promises to reduce the operational friction of running AI agents in production. But adopting any managed agent orchestration platform demands an explicit architectural decision. In this ADR, I document the forces that drove me to evaluate Agent Core, the alternatives considered, and the real consequences of each path. After 16 years building financial platforms on AWS, I've learned that the most dangerous question in architecture isn't does this work? It's who operates this at 2 a.m. when it breaks. Bedrock Agent Core is AWS's answer to the problem of operationalizing AI agents beyond the notebook. Manage runtime memory, tool use, guardrails, and traceability in a single control plane. This ADR documents how I arrived at the decision to adopt it or not in a regulated financial environment and the consequences you need to internalize before doing the same. Context and forces. Context and forces, the scenario that motivated the decision, is recurring in financial institutions. A product team wants to expose an AI agent to internal analysts capable of querying market data via API, running risk calculations in Lambda, retrieving context from regulatory documents via RAG, and recording every action in an immutable audit trail. The MVP worked in two sprints with LangChain plus Claude via Bedrock. The problem surfaced the following week. Five forces made the decision urgent. 1. Cross-turn state management. Financial agent sessions, last minutes, not seconds, reliably maintaining context in stateless Lambda is brittle. Deuce, regulatory traceability, every tool call, every model decision, every response must be auditable with timestamp, identity, and full payload without relying on ad hoc logging. 3. Guardrails as contract. In finance, the agent cannot leak, cannot recommend products without disclaimers, cannot execute irreversible actions without human confirmation. Implementing this manually in every agent is guaranteed technical debt. 4. Unpredictable token cost, without per-session budget control, a faulty agent loop can consume tens of dollars in minutes. Runtime portability, the platform team doesn't want to maintain a custom agent scheduler. They want an SLA contract with AWS. The decision and the reasoning behind it. The decision and the reasoning behind it. The decision was to adopt Bedrock Agent Core as the primary agent runtime with step functions as the orchestrator for adjacent deterministic workflows, approvals, reconciliations, notifications. This is not an all or nothing decision. Agent Core solves the non-deterministic agent loop problem, while step functions remains the right choice for the deterministic business process that wraps the agent. The decisive argument was the Agent Core gateway with per tool OAuth 2's OIDC support. In a financial environment, every tool call is an action with identity. Who authorized it? What scope? With which token? Implementing this manually in LangChain would mean building and maintaining an authorization proxy, exactly the kind of infrastructure that generates no business value but generates security incidents when neglected. The gateway delivers this as declarative configuration with per-tool throttling, e.g. maximum 10 calls Cassena for the order execution API and a native circuit breaker. The second argument was session memory with configurable agent core memory persists conversation context in a managed store with per session configurable TTL and KMS customer managed key C encryption for LGPD CGPR compliance. This means I can configure a 24 TTL for analyst sessions and guarantee that no session data persists beyond what's necessary, without building a custom expiration pipeline. The locking trade-off was consciously accepted. the tool use layer, the Lambda functions that execute the actual actions, remains completely portable. If we need to migrate the runtime in the future, the tools keep working. Concrete configuration. What actually matters? Concrete configuration. What actually matters adopting Agent Core without properly configuring operational controls is worse than not adopting it. You gain a false sense of security without active guardrails. Here are the configurations that make a real difference. Guardrails as first line. Configure content policy config with hate, insult, sexual, violence all set to block, and sensitive information policy config with P filters for credit debit card number, IWS access key, name and email in anonymized mode. In a financial environment, add topic policy config with explicitly denied topics, investment advice without disclaimer, guaranteed returns. This isn't paranoia, it's the minimum to pass a compliance review. Agent Core memory with correct partitioning. The memory partition key must be your digit plus, never just SSATID. In multi-tenant environments, sessions from different users with the same SSID collided in testing. A silent bug that leaks context between users. Configure memory configuration. Enabled memory types with session summary for long sessions, reducing context token consumption by up to 40% in sessions exceeding 20 turns. Gateway with per tool throttling. Define separate rate limit for each action group. The order execution API should have max scripts per session 5 and require confirmation enabled D. The Market Data Query API can have max requests per session 50. Without this granularity, a fault agent loop can execute dozens of orders before being detected. A scenario I've seen happen in production with frameworks lacking tool use controls. Per session token budget. Configure session configuration.max tokens with a conservative initial value. I recommend 50 ZAL tokens for typical analysis sessions. Monitor the PNOMT5 token consumption per session in CloudWatch and adjust. An agent entering a reasoning loop can consume 200 plus tokens in a single session without this control. Observability, what to measure and how. Observability, what to measure and how. AI agents have a different observability profile from traditional APIs. PNU99 latency is less useful than turns per session distribution and tool call failure rate per tool dot. Here is the observability model I implemented. Agent business metrics via CloudWatch customs metrics with namespace financial agent, turns per session histogram. Alert if P95 15 turns. Indicates loop or poorly calibrated prompt, tokens per session histogram. Alert if P95 40k tokens, tool call failure rate per tool name counter. SLO of 1% failure for critical tools, guardrail intervention rate counter. Spike indicates jailbreak attempt or prompt injection traces with X-ray. Agent Core emits suspense for each tool invocation with attributes bedrock again to tool name. Bedrock again Tonsesh ID and Bedrock again tour count. Configure a trace group with filter annotation to pdrock ag dent to liname name, execute order and alert on latency dos. Order execution above that indicates a downstream API issue. Cloud Trail for regulatory audit. Each invoke agent API call is recorded with the caller ARN is said an input text truncated for compliance. Configure an S3's bucket with object lock in compliance mode and 7-year retention for Agent Core Cloud Trail logs. This is the minimum to meet Banco Central do Brasil and SEC audit requirements. Cost anomaly alarm. Configure an IWS budget with an alert at 80% of the monthly bedrock budget with an SNS action. Add a second CloudWatch alarm on bedrock Invoke model with model ID Anthropic Cloud 3 Sync Sonnet and a threshold of 1000 invocations per hour. Above that, something is wrong. Consequences and risks you need to accept. Asterisk Ranching lock-in is real. If AWS deprecates or significantly changes the Agent Core API, migration requires rewriting the orchestration logic, not just the tools. Mitigate by keeping tools, Lambda, completely runtime agnostic and documenting the interface contract in a separate ADR. Conservative quotas on a new service. Agent Core has concurrent agent sessions quotas that at launch were significantly lower than traditional Bedrock agents quotas. Request quota increases before go live, not after. A peak event without adequate quota results in throttling exception that the end client sees as a timeout. Guardrails have latency. Each pass through guardrails adds sendo 300 mmHg of latency. In an agent with 10 turns, that's up to 3 additional seconds of accumulated latency. For use cases where latency is critical, consider disabling output guardrails on internal tools not exposed to the end user and applying them only on the final output. Memory is not free. Agent Core memory charges for storage and per read-write operation. In long sessions, with sessions commerce active, memory cost can exceed inference cost for short sessions. Monitor memory read latency and memory write latency above 200 mmHg indicates pressure on the managed store. Human in the loop is not automatic. Require confirmation. ABLED on the gateway pauses execution and waits for confirmation via callback. If the client doesn't respond within timeout, devolve 300, the session expires. Design the UX to make this clear to the user. Timeout expired sessions are the leading cause of complaints in financial agents. What the AWS blog doesn't tell you. AWS service launch blogs are excellent at showing the happy path. What they rarely cover are the edge cases you only discover in production. Here are the three that cost me the most time. Tool call idempotency is not guaranteed by the runtime. If Agent Core attempts to invoke a tool and receives a timeout, it may retry, and your Lambda may be invoked twice for the same action. For idempotent tools, queries, this is harmless. For tools with side effects, order execution, email sending, you need to implement idempotency in the Lambda using an idempotency token derived from CCDO plus TurnID plus toolname. Without this, order duplication is a matter of when, not if. The model can ignore required confirmation in certain prompt formulations. I tested this. If the system prompt instructs the agent to be proactive and execute actions without asking for unnecessary confirmation, the model may rationalize that a specific action doesn't need confirmation even with the flag active. The corrected defense is dual. The flag on the gateway and an explicit instruction in the system prompt about when confirmation is mandatory. Never rely on a single layer. Agent Core doesn't have native multi-agent support yet. If your architecture requires a supervisor agent, delegating to specialized agents, multi-agent orchestration pattern, you'll need to implement the delegation logic manually, typically with an agent that calls other agents via tool use, where each tool is actually an invocation of another agent core. It works, but a cross-session traceability requires manual CCZ correlation via X-ray. Anti-patterns I've seen in architecture reviews. Using agent core without configuring guardrails because it's an internal environment. Insiders are the primary source of compliance incidents in finance. Storing full session history in memory without session summary. Token cost grows linearly with number of turns. Implementing critical business logic inside the agent system prompt instead of untestable tools. Prompts don't have unit tests. Not requesting concurrent session quota increase before go live. Throttling exception during peak usage is predictable and preventable. Assuming Agent Core Gateway replaces a business authorization layer. The gateway controls access to the tool, not the authorization logic inside the tool. Not implementing adempotencing tool, lambdas with side effects. Runtime retries can duplicate irreversible actions creator's note. In practice, what convinced me to adopt Agent Core was not any individual feature. It was the fact that the Astres Agent Core Gateway with per tool OAuth 2 solves the tool call identity problem I was about to build manually, which would have taken 2 sprints and generated permanent technical debt. The hard-won lesson behind this in financial environments. The cost of building custom security controls is not the initial development cost, it's the cost of maintaining, auditing, and fixing those controls over years. When a managed service delivers the control as declarative configuration, the decision to adopt it is rarely about feature parity. It's about where you want to allocate your team's engineering attention. My recommendation, adopt Agent Core for new production agents, keep tools portable, and invest the saved time in observability and adversarial prompting tests. Verdict, adopt with explicit controls. Bedrock Agent Core is the right choice for financial teams that need to put AI agents into production without building and maintaining a custom orchestration runtime. The decision is not binary. It's about recognizing that Agent Core's value lies in the operational controls, gateway, guardrails, memory with CMK, not just the execution runtime. The condition for adoption is clear. Configure guardrails before any testing with real data. Implement idempotency in all tools with side effects. Request concurrent session quota increases before go live. And monitor turns per session and tokens per session as first-class SLO metrics. Locking is real but manageable if tools are kept portable. For teams that lack the capacity to build and operate a custom agent runtime, which is most teams, Agent Core is the correct architectural decision in 2025.